It is Friday, February 5th. Welcome to episode 32 of This Week in Milton. I'm Cameron Wilkinson. I'm joined by Milton counselor Samira Ali this week. Now, Samira, you and I were both on the call yesterday morning for the proclamation for Black History Month here in Milton. Last year, we were both at Town Hall in person, but obviously, that couldn't happen this year. I was wondering if I could get your thoughts on the proclamation as a whole yesterday morning.
Thank you so much, Cameron, for bringing this very important topic up. Yes, we proclaimed Black History Month with His Worship Mayor Gord Kranz yesterday, and it was arranged by the ACCH Halton African Caribbean Council. It was a wonderful event, and the reason why we proclaim February as Black History Month, let's not forget the efforts and the tireless work done by former MP Honorable Jean Augustine, who worked really hard and was able to get a unanimous consent on this, and ever since then we have been celebrating this. The reason we do this is very obvious, is because we want to celebrate and acknowledge the hard work and the contributions made by the Black community in Canada, but also to listen and to learn, because there's so much work that still needs to be done. And I said this yesterday, and I'm going to repeat myself and say that listening and learning is not enough. We need to turn that into action, and that action has to be positive, it has to be transformative, and it has to be change-worthy. It is time to put our words into action. And as Martin Luther King said, the time is always right to do what is right. And so the future is now, the time is now. And that's why I think it's really important we do proclaim Black History Month in Milton, but also turn our words into action. And I'm committed to being an ally and an ambassador for the Black community in Milton, Halton, and everywhere.
Now, Samira, I wanted to get your thoughts on a report that came out this week. A newspaper in Woodstock wrote up about the CN Intermodal Hub and its approval by the feds to be built here in Milton. I know it's been a longstanding point for Woodstock that they want the hub to be built there as opposed to here in Milton. And I know you, and pretty well most of Milton, it seems, doesn't want the hub here in town, or at least at its location along Tremaine. What are your thoughts on Woodstock almost begging CN to build a hub in their city?
Well, my thoughts are that, you know, CN Intermodal, if only they would just begin to listen to the communities, you know, that they claim to help with. We have said it again and again, we're not against intermodals. We think they are a lifeline and a supply chain that is very necessary for the Canadian economy to flourish. We are just opposed to the location. It is very close to hospitals, schools, and residents who are going to be moving there very soon. So if, you know, towns or cities like Woodstock or Hamilton even want it in their neighborhoods and they have proper locations available for CN, I wonder what is stopping CN from, you know, checking out those availabilities. I know during the environmental assessment, many times they mentioned that other locations were considered, but they never mentioned what those locations were. They kept that information confidential. And I wonder if they checked out Woodstock, and if they haven't, I would highly encourage them to check it out. They really want it, and if it's good for Woodstock's economy, get on with it.
A new campaign was launched recently by the town of Milton, Milton Fire Department, and other municipalities here in Halton, as well as Conservation Halton. That campaign is asking for residents to keep off of frozen bodies of water. Now, Samira, here in Milton, we have a lot of retention ponds, a lot of stormwater management ponds. I know you have some strong feelings about this one, Samira.
Thank you, Cameron. It's a very serious and important campaign. I am really happy that, you know, our town staff, along with the region of Halton and the police department, are working together, collaborating on this very important issue. Just last weekend, I drove around into my ward and was really shocked and saddened to see so many people out on our storm water ponds. Storm water ponds can never be safe. They collect debris and off-road so to say drainage, and they will never solidified to a perfect skating temperature. Having said that, there are signs all around these ponds prohibiting people to even venture close to them, even in good weather, let alone icy weather. So all kinds of recreation should never be done on these stormwater ponds. And just we had a very devastating incident happen very close to my heart in a local ward for family, and we are still reeling from that incident. So I would just beg, literally beg residents who are listening to this to just stay away from stormwater ponds. I understand there is a lack of outdoor rinks in Milton. That is something myself and many of my colleagues are working on with our staff to get it done for you folks. Because of the pandemic, there are some delays on that end, but I would really request you to stay away from the stormwater ponds. I do not want any of my residents to get hurt at all.
And speaking of your colleagues, the other councillors for Milton, Samira, there is a council meeting on Monday. Residents can tune in live on YouTube to watch it. What can we expect for Monday night's meeting?
Yes, we do have a meeting coming up this Monday, February 8th. We have some items on the agenda. Important items to consider are We Make Milton report that is coming to council with a lot of research done by staff, our community staff, to see what kind of Milton people want to see in the future. So I think that's going to be really interesting. People should really tune in to see that. With regards to Ward 4, we have a file coming up with Pony Pines Development. That is the area near Tremaine. And so we have some changes from staff. Staff recommended some changes to the original plan. So that report is coming back to council. I encourage everybody to check that out too. And I will be posting some information about it on my Facebook page as well.
Awesome stuff. Thank you so much, Samira.
Thank you so much, Cameron. This was great.
All right, that is Town Councilor for Ward 4, Samira Ali. Next week, we're looking to have Regional Councilor for Ward 1, Colin Best, as we restart the cycle of guests that we have on this show. Tune in next week for that. I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and that was This Week in Milton.